Well, this is the question, isn't it? And I think there's kind of an interesting answer to this. And when I give it, I don't think it's going to be so mysterious. This kind of implies that people make decisions for rational reasons only. And if you give them a good rational argument, then the rational reasons prevail. If you've got the better argument, of course the people are going to believe in you. They don't believe in you, the majority, therefore you must not have the better argument. But the fact is, it is actually quite rare that people make their decisions based on rational reasons. Rather, people make their decisions based on other things. A lot of people make their decisions based on emotional reasons. They may have had bad experiences. They may have bad experiences with people of, say, the Christian religious group. They may have good experiences with people of another religious group. They may have family connections and family ties that make it very, very difficult for them to make a change of religion. There are all kinds of emotional reasons that compel people to believe and decide the way they do. If you think about your own experience, I'm sure there's plenty of times you realize that was not smart, what that person did, but I understand why they did it. Not because they were thinking carefully, but because they were reacting. There was an emotional thing going on. So you have rational reasons. You also have emotional reasons. You also have prejudicial reasons. Sometimes people have never considered any other options, and they're not interested in it. They think with blinders on. They are genuinely narrow-minded in that they're not willing to consider any other ideas outside of their own camp. They've made up their mind before the facts are in. They're prejudiced for their own view and against others. And so that influences them to make the wrong decision when some other decision would be brighter, would be smarter. And finally, the fourth reason is, hey, some people are just bullheaded. And you know what I'm talking about? And when it comes to religious issues, I think the hardest thing for people to do is to bend the knee. They do not want to bend the knee. I understand that. I didn't want to bend the knee for 23 years. But that's human nature, fallen human nature. And sometimes it's not rational reasons. Sometimes it's not emotional reasons. Sometimes it's not prejudicial reasons. Sometimes it's just plain old stubbornness and rebellion that keep people from doing the smart thing.